Cumberland County and Monterey each seek improvement. Cookeville looks to build on early success with a tough schedule ahead, and Stone Memorial searches for consistency on offense. When the York Dragonettes took the court for their district opener on Tuesday night against Cannon County, it was the first time they had played a game in over 2 weeks. And while they had that layoff, head coach Michael Green was given a lot of positives to work with and a balanced scoring effort in the win.
Yeah, we hadn't played in 2 weeks, so we kind of didn't know really know what to expect from us. We were hoping to get up there to be glad to get on the floor, and we've got a couple players quarantined, so we were just glad to be out there, and we were hoping that we put on a pretty good performance. Got off to a slow start, but we kicked it in the next couple of quarters there, and looked halfway decent by me.
There's a balanced scoring night from your team. Is that more of what you want to see as opposed to, I know there were some games last year where most of that scoring burden was on Haley?
Yeah, you always want to, you always want to have a versatile offense. And, we've got, most of the time, we've got five players on the court that can score. But we don't always do that during the game. But they're very capable of it. And, it's just hard. But the way the season is, it's hard to get in a rhythm. I mean, we're going 2 weeks without a game, and then we're turning around starting Friday, and we've got 4 games in 5 days. So, it's just a very strange season.
Let's talk about these first 5 games, because in that stretch, you've held teams to 42 points or less in all 4 of your wins. What's made the defense so tough?
The first 4 games, we've kind of slowed the ball down, limited possessions. We pride ourselves in trying to play good half-court defense. You couldn't tell that against the Cookeville game, though. I think they had like 73 against us. That's the most we've given up here in the 2 years I've been here. But besides that game, we just really try to buckle down defensively in the half-court set. And, we don't press much at all. Very, very seldom. So we try to limit possessions, and hopefully we try to execute better offensively in the half court than another team. Of course, that kind of didn't work out for us against Cookeville, but the 4 wins we had, we just tried to really focus on our half court defense.
We talked briefly about this player before the season started, but I feel like Lacey Patton really gives your team a good, reliable option, especially when she comes off the bench. What do you like about the skill set she provides you?
She's another guard for us. We were definitely needing a guard. She's a good shooter. We were needing an outside threat, another outside threat, and she's provided that for us. I think the more we get to play, she's going to be, I think she's going to get better and better as the season goes on, just kind of getting some confidence. And, she didn't play at all last year. And, hopefully if we could quit having to cancel all this stuff, and maybe try to get in a rhythm a little bit, I think it would help her out tremendously. But yeah, she's definitely been a big help for us.
How much would that, you mentioned, not having to reschedule everything and having, this being canceled, this being pushed back. How much does that also, when everything's being pushed back like that, how much does that hinder the development of players like Gabby and Ellie, who are going into their second year and had really good freshman year, but there's no consistency here like there was last year?
Yeah, it's hard to get in a rhythm. You can't build off of one game when you go 2 weeks without playing, it's kind of, of course, I'm sure in their minds, they're not even thinking about it, But I have to sit 2 weeks after, and you're like, man, let's get another game in. But they can't get – it's hard to get a rhythm. And, practice-wise, going up against the same – when you're going 5-on-5, going against R5 is different than going against, another team's starting 5. And it's just hard to – it's hard to know what you are, what you're best at. But I guess here this next little stretch, as long as we get to play, that's going to be the problem with it. 4 games in 5 days, we're not going to have time to adjust and change things with the practice because we're just back to back to back.
The Dragonettes face a very tough test on Friday when they host Upperman, and they won't have any time to rest as they'll host DeKalb the next day. Until then, that was York Dragonettes head coach, Michael Green. Coach, Thank you for being with us tonight. Though the Warren County Pioneers currently sit at 4-1, head coach Chris Sullins is adamant they haven't played their best basketball of the year yet. That should worry some teams, as even with that being said, they've still looked really good to begin the season.
I would say you are absolutely correct, and it's something that we are talking about on a daily basis with our basketball team and our staff in general. I think every game this year we had a double-digit lead, and every game beside one, we've made that a nail biter down to the end. But there's a lot of room for improvement right now, no doubt, no doubt.
D. Spates has been playing some really good ball as of late, especially at the offensive end, and he's been great since the midway point of last season. You've mentioned a lot of that is just letting D be D. What exactly does he do that makes him so successful as a scoring threat?
Well, one thing that he really does, he sees the basketball floor so well. He's got really good handles for the basketball. We talked about before. He's got the quick twitch, so to speak. I mean, change direction on the dime. One thing he's doing right now, he's really shooting the basketball really, really well. And we've tried to make sure to tell him that he's got to be a little bit more selfish. And what I mean by that is anytime D. Spates is taking a shot, it's usually a quality shot. He doesn't, but what we do think at times he passes up some quality looks. But just by his court vision, passes the ball extremely well. He puts defenders on their heels, and you know, all coaches scout and those type of things. I mean, you know, I mean, we're all doing the same thing. And he's a kid, when you look at him on film, he just puts a lot of fear on the defensive end, because a kid that can get to the rack the way he can and then the way he's shooting the basketball, you know, that's kind of a double-edged sword. He's taking full advantage of his offensive skill set.
Another player that's really stuck out to me has been Caden Rutledge. I feel like he's really – that confidence is growing with him. As a freshman, you know, he played some minutes here and there. He was mainly coming off the bench. But now it feels like he's playing with a lot of confidence, and he's shooting the ball really well because of that.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you know, he's a sophomore. He played a lot as a freshman. Like you say, came off the bench in some spot roles. And I would say as the season kind of winded down last year, his minutes kind of dwindled a little bit, just because – those were situations that most freshmen are not ready for, so to speak. I mean, but he knew when he came in this year as a sophomore, he's going to be heavily counted on. I think his confidence is growing on both ends of the floor. I mean, we really think Caden can defend the basketball, does a lot of things regardless of where he's a man or the zone type looks that we try to give on the defensive end. You know, he really can attack the basket. He's a kid that can get to the rack, no doubt about it. I think the one thing that we want to make sure he does a better job of in the coming months and years is he needs to finish more around the basket. That's something that, you know, he has struggled a little bit with. But he's the more his confidence grows, the better he's getting as far as his production on the offensive end. I was really proud of him the other night against Monterey. Something we talked to him about is just his decision making. And although he had a really nice game the other night, didn't turn the basketball over. That's something that we have concentrated on with him. We want to make sure that you make good decisions with the basketball, and he's getting much better at that.
Have there been any surprise players that have come off the bench for you this season that have kind of, we'll say, just surprised you in the impact they've made?
Well, it's funny you say that, because, I mean, he's a kid that kind of came off the bench for us last year. We put him in the starting role. Dante Elam is playing some really good basketball for us right now. I'll tell you this. I mean, all coaches, you look around your basketball team and you kind of say, hey, who's a kid that really knows what we're talking about, what we want? Dante's a kid that he's going to be a really good basketball coach when he wants to do that. I think that's something he and I have talked about. He sees the floor really well. He's the kind of guy that sees it two or three passes ahead. He understands what teammates need to do. I think him stepping in a starting role this year and becoming what we want him to become has been a pleasant surprise, because there's a huge difference between going from 7 to 8 to 10 minutes a night to we're going to put you out there 23, 24 minutes a night and you've got to produce. And I've been real pleased with Dante. Another young man, Aaron Ashburn, is a kid that, you know, a big, long, lanky kid for us that's playing, you know, kind of, we don't really call a center position because I don't think we have a true center, but he's, kind of playing with his back to the basket, really rebounding the ball well. He's been a pleasant surprise. So those are two kids right now that I can say they're going to be in the rotation going forward, and I think they continue to help us win some basketball games.
That is Warren County Pioneers head coach Chris Sullins. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. Despite a loss to Station Camp on Tuesday, the Cookeville Cavaliers have given their fans plenty of reasons to be excited for the future of the program. They've held their own as a young team against some stiff competition, and there are many positive things for head coach Josh Hurd to be happy about.
Yeah, it is. You know, we, after that game, you know, we went in the locker room and had a heart-to-heart, and we knew where we came up short at, you know, and it was, you know, it's tough. You know, I asked those guys to play two very good teams back-to-back during a week that we did not have it scheduled. So, you know, it was tough on them because we couldn't really practice and go over things for both teams. And my team is young, so not giving them the excuse of losing, but I can understand where you can fall short early in the season at you know, having a scheduled game like that. But it was a great learning tool for us, and that was the reason why I scheduled these games. And it's not over. You know, we still have Siegel on Saturday, then we have Riverdale on Tuesday. So, you know, this learning point is not over with yet. So I'm proud of how we stayed together after the game in the locker room and what they were saying to each other, so we can grow on that.
One of the biggest positives I can think of when watching this team play is just the play of Colin Ayers. He's a kid, when you look at him, he physically looks like a freshman, but when you see how he runs the offense and the composure he plays with, he really doesn't play like a freshman.
No, he doesn't. And to be honest with you, none of those freshmen do. They have that background of that AAU mindset because they've played in multiple games. And they've played in games where, you know, their middle school championships and helped them. But also when they played AAU events, you know, they were playing in championship games every weekend. So, you know, that intensity of those games during the AAU season, you know, really helped them to be ready for this high school season. So, I mean, they just look calm and under control during these games. But I will say this, that, you know, last night was the first time that I did think that the freshmen looked like freshmen last night. And again, you know, we're playing a good team. Station Camp was 5-2 for a reason, you know, and their defensive mindset is awesome. Everybody knows that, you know, we've known about how they play defense and that pack line defense, as they call it, and they do a great job at it. So, you know, it'll be a learning tool for them, but I've been extremely proud of all those freshmen, the way they've been playing through these, you know, seven games, and, you know, I can't wait to see what else they have in store.
I know as a coach, you try to not look too far down the road. You try to take it one game at a time. But the ceiling for Colin has got to be really, really high. What's the best quality he has as the point guard in your system?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head just a few seconds ago. You know, you talked about his composure. He's confident in his game, and you know, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't look rattled. You know, even last night, you know, there were some press offense moments that he had that he played it calm. He took his time. He made the right pass when it was there, and, you know, got us into a great shot. I just think last night we just didn't make shots, but still, you know, he has a high ceiling, and not just understanding his high ceiling. He knows what he wants out of basketball. You know, he's asking about things. He wants to be better. He's in the gym working. He's always probably one of the last ones to leave after practice. And the great thing about that is, you know, some of the last ones to leave the gym are all freshmen. You know, they're always the last ones to leave after practice. They're in their shooting, working on one-on-one play, or just, you know, just in their shooting on the shoot machine. So, you know, when you have players that want to get better and don't just think they're good enough now, you know, that is a great thing for a team to have, and it's a great characteristic for a player to have as well.
The Cavaliers have a chance to improve on that record this Saturday when they host Siegel in a makeup game. For now, that was Cookeville Cavaliers head coach Josh Hurd. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The Stone Memorial Lady Panthers took the court on Tuesday for their first game since November 28th. And while he says they're still looking for consistent offense, head coach Mike Buck knows there's a lot of good things going on within this program.
Yeah, we're confident in what we're doing. We're excited about the future and what this team can do. Defensively, we feel really, really good about where we're at. Offensively, we're kind of up and down, and so trying to figure out how this team can get to put up the offensive numbers that we need. And it's always a challenge every year whenever you lose, especially if you lose, your leading scorer, the girl that you have gone to for the last several years, in moments where you need a bucket, and she knows, that she confidently is going to be able to step up and take those shots and usually make them. This group's trying to figure out how we, where those shots are going to come from and who's going to take them and who we can count on to make them in situations. So, but I'm really optimistic. I love our kids. I love our team and what the future holds for them.
You got a good win over Cumberland County on Tuesday, your first game since November 28th. I'm sure it probably just felt good to just be back out there.
It really did. It really did. The offensive struggles and the clunkiness come from, lack of consistent gameplay. You can practice and you look good in practice, but, that whole deal of, slippage from practice to game situation is real. But it felt really good. As I told the girls, we had a whole lot of distractions, going into that game. We had a little ceremony here yesterday where we presented something from last year's team, so our girls got to receive that. So that kind of took some focus away from them. And we were thankful for it, but it was a distraction game day. But we also had, it being our first game, home game, our first one in a long time, and it happened to be a crosstown rival. So there's a lot of, a lot of extra stuff that went along with that. But, it was a good win for us. I was pleased defensively, like I said, led defensively by Maddie Buck, who held, their top offensive player and a really good young scorer, scoreless whenever she was guarding her. I think it had two, they're going to add two, I guess, during the game. But, Maddie's guarding her for any. So defensively, we were really, really sharp, focused. We'll take a 20-point home opening win against the crosstown rival. We'll take that any day of the week.
How much have you had to emphasize patience? I know it's probably been a really frustrating past few weeks, especially when you're getting ready for some really big games against good competition, and then last minute they have to be rescheduled.
Yeah, it's been tough. I'm not gonna lie. Our kids get hyped up and they get ready to roll and get focused in on a game plan, and then about that. We're not gonna be able to play that right now. Kind of keep that on the back burner because 2 weeks later we'll try and use that again. But it is hard. I can't imagine as a player. I know it's frustrating as a coach. I just really couldn't imagine it as a player. What all these kids, ours, but all of them really are having to go through with the inconsistencies and all. It's tough. I mentioned game rhythm, not having played that much. Just being able to throw some games back to back with some consistency is really going to make a difference in these kids' lives and in the life of our team, that's been a struggle. I'm not sure how as a player I would have handled that, but I know as a coach it's been tough.
Coach, I feel like there's nothing about Tessa Miller that surprises me anymore, but every time I see a stat line from her, I just feel more and more like there's legitimately nothing that she can't do on a basketball court.
Yeah, she is. She's really, really special, Rusty. I tell you, she gets a lot of stuff done in a lot of different areas on the floor. She's as athletic as any player that's on the court, usually night in, night out. And to be 6'3" and be that athletic is awesome. But then also, guys, she's worked on her game so much. She is a coach's dream. I keep telling the guys at Belmont next year how fortunate they are. I think to have her, excited about going to be a part of that program. But then I think that her upside is still she hasn't touched it yet. I think she's just one of those really, really rare special talents.
That's Stone Memorial Lady Panthers head coach Mike Buck. Coach, thank you for joining us. The Monterey Wildcats were faced with a tough test this year in replacing a lot of last year's production. The record may not look great as it stands right now, but head coach Adam West knows that his team has battled in every one of their games so far this year.
I think so as well. We really could benefit. Obviously, we've been bitten by the COVID bug like everybody else, but we really could benefit if this team had an opportunity to start over today from the beginning of season, because we've really, this has kind of been our preseason as we've built into where we're at. We've had growth, but we've also had to fight some adversity too. And they have definitely improved. We would love to be a lot further along at this point, but we're headed the right direction. We just hope that we continue to practice with a full squad and get better. And obviously, that's been something everybody's having to deal with as well.
When I look at the Warren County game specifically, I know you guys were down big relatively early in that game, but you guys really closed it out very, very well. What do you think changed when you fell behind? And in those last, we'll say, 9-10 minutes of the game, what do you think changed?
Well, we made some shots, and obviously we had some really opportune plays happen for us from them that we, you know, we're not defensively, they're difficult for us to guard because they're extremely athletic and they really are able to move the ball really well. But we kind of, I think we deceived them a couple of times on a couple of different defensive series and had an opportunity to get a play. And you know, we had an opportunity, we went down and we made good on it. We either made a three in the corner, we made a play in the middle, or, you know, we got a finish to the rim. We had playing out of the middle that day was huge for us. And I thought our guards did a good job of handling their traps as well.
When I look at players individually, I think one of the biggest surprises this year across the Upper Cumberland has been LT Sullivan and how effective he's been in the post for you. You've got to like what he and Silas give you when they're on the court together.
I do. He's had a good start to the year, shooting a high percentage, obviously finishing really close around the rim more than not. Yeah, his free throw percentage has gone up of recent. We obviously would like to get him more opportunities around there. It's really difficult as we go down when you have two posts, but you know, Silas kind of takes some of the pressure off him when he's in the game, because Silas really is a good passer, and the ability to dump it off to LT when he drives to the rim and do things like that has really helped a lot.
Silas was the next player I wanted to talk about, because I felt like he put together a really good game last night against Pickett County before he got hurt. What is it about him that makes him so hard to guard? Because for a kid for his size, he handles the ball really well and he can shoot the ball really well.
Well, you know, we talked in the preseason about, you know, our post player shooting the perimeter shot, and I know we kind of joked about it a little bit, but as you can see, you know, from last night, he has developed the ability to extend the defense a little bit. You know, he's physical. Like, he's really just a physical specimen, and he can handle the ball well. And, you know, he's just kind of developed that part of his game. And obviously, him being injured last night was huge for us down the stretch. And when he was in the game, we were obviously a different team, and then we had to face a foul adversity last night. But he has really, last night was one of the, I wish he could have played that whole game, because I thought last night's the first time we've seen him put together that kind of just total game for him. You know, he's always been a good passer, and he's kind of been reserved on the offensive side of it a little bit here, but really got aggressive toward the rim and made some plays last night that most guards have a tough time making.
We mentioned him getting hurt. Do you have any idea how serious the injury is at this point? How much it might hamper him moving forward?
Well, to be honest with you, he's been hurt. This has been ongoing. This is a issue with a ligament, with an exterior ligament that's kind of bothering him, and it might get hyperextended earlier on. You know, it's a shame that we get into the preseason. You know, we're in any open gym before the season, and he's playing and picking up and things like that, and he looks, you know, he's just shooting the ball and looks good and all that, and all of a sudden we get into a Hall of Fame, and I think that's about the time that we had to deal with a little bit of injury for him, and unfortunate that that's how it happens. But we've got a chance to let him heal a little bit, and you know, he's going to go get looked at. We kind of got to get him off. We try to force him. I know this, you know, most coaches have the same issue, but I have told him multiple times at practice, because I knew this was ongoing, and obviously coaches can kind of see how they're moving and stuff like that, but we've tried to tell him to get out of drills and get out of these things. Well, you know, being the kind of kid he is, and obviously he doesn't want anybody to say he's getting favoritism, I'm sure, probably in his mind, but he doesn't take drills off. It's hard to get him out of those things. I almost have to force him out of something. So I think that's part of it. He doesn't take off.
That was Monterey High School boys basketball head coach Adam West. Coach, thank you for being with us tonight. The Van Buren Eaglettes were back on the court for the first time in 2 weeks on Tuesday when they hosted Silverdale Academy. And head coach Tyler Sapp says that after all the waiting and all the anticipation, it really just felt good to be right back on the court with his team.
It felt great. We were obviously a little rusty the first half, missed a bunch of shots, missed a bunch of layups. But once we kind of settled down and got back in the groove of things, we picked it up and was able to erase that first half deficit and come out with a win.
That's actually a perfect segue to my next question I was going to ask. Do you feel like there was a little bit of rust that had to be knocked off a little bit when it comes to just being on the court with everybody kind of having to form that chemistry back? I know that second quarter wasn't exactly what you wanted offensively.
It was our shooting was – I mean, it wasn't even our shooting. It was just our layups was – we missed so many layups. I mean, we were 0 for 9 from 3 in the first half, which isn't like us. We shoot a lot of threes, but we usually make some. And I think we were 8 of 29 from 2 in the first half. So, I mean, we were struggling to make shots. And, I mean, you know, I thought we was in a good position, even with us struggling to make those shots, only being down 6 to – because, I mean, like, they're going to fall for us eventually. You know, that's what I always try to tell them. Like, their shots we practice, their shots we work on, they will fall. Just keep doing what we're doing, and we'll be okay. And then, of course, like I said, we hit 3 threes to start the fourth quarter. And then floodgates just kind of opened from there, and we're good to go.
Says a lot about the composure of this team that they didn't get too frustrated to where this game ended in a loss. A lot of teams, I think, would get frustrated and would end up losing a game like this. They come out with a win. Fourth quarter, was that what kind of did the damage? Was it those 3 threes that kind of got everything else rolling, and it just flowed from there?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was the threes, but we were pressing a little bit the first half, and I think we got a little tired, got a little wore down, so our legs were a little tired. We come out the second half in a zone, and in the fourth quarter we started trapping a little bit out of the zone in the half court. We got them to turn the ball over, got some easy layups, and then that kind of opened up the space for us to knock some threes down as well. So
individually, Emily Allen had an excellent game with 22 points. What did you like most about her performance?
She's a kid that she's got a short memory, so she don't care if she's missed 5 in a row. She's gonna keep shooting, and that's, you know, and when nobody's making shots, that's what we need. And like I said, she hit 3 threes in a row there for us, and you know, that's just what she can do. She's a good shooter, and she can fill it up. She's just kind of got to, you know, she forgets her misses, and she keeps firing, and that's good for us. Of course, she got a few steals, got some easy layups there too, and that's always a good thing.
How important to this team is Chloe Hillis? I know to the casual observer, she may not put up eye-popping stats. She had 10 points last night. But she does do a little bit of everything, and I feel like she still finds a way to make an impact without scoring.
Yeah, I mean, she's, like you said, to somebody who doesn't know anything about basketball, I'd be like, man, that kid, like, what is she doing out there? But, like, she finds ways to fit in. She finds ways to contribute. Whether or not, you know, she'll have, I mean, sometimes she'll have 15 points, sometimes she'll have 0. That's just the way she is and who she is. But she always finds a way to contribute, whether that's taking a charge like she did last night or being in the right spot defensively. She always finds rebound, and she always finds a way to help our team. And I mean, it's good that we have those type of kids.
I feel like it's hard to gauge where a team is at after a 2-week period where there's no basketball activities and everybody kind of has to work on their own from home. How long do you think it'll be before they get back to how they were playing before that 2-week time frame?
I don't think it's going to be very long because, I mean, that's the best thing we played last night all year. And I know that we've only played – that's our third game, but, you know, that's the best thing we've played all year. They're Silverdale's a very good team. And that fourth quarter is probably the best we've played all year, you know, I think, because of the opponent we were playing and the fact that we were down and we had to battle back. So, I mean, I think we're going to be right there pretty soon if we're not already right back.
The Eaglets will have another shorter wait for their next game as their contest on Thursday with Gordonsville has recently been postponed due to COVID-19. Until then, that was Van Buren Eaglets head coach Tyler Sapp. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The Livingston Academy Wildcats are 5-1 in their first 6 games, and a lot of it is because of their offense. Since the very first game of the season, they've averaged 81 points a game in this 5-game winning streak, something that has head coach Jimmy Miller very excited.
I sure is. We've loved the way we've started, and I love the energy we've started with. I think we've got a couple of good key wins that were games down to the wire toward the end, and I think we got some young guys that have started to try to figure out how to win at the end of those games, how to pull those out, and that's huge, you know, considering where we came from last year.
The offense in particular has looked really, really good these last five games. You're averaging about 81 points a game in that span. What's been clicking with this group on that end?
I think we have some more guys shooting the ball better. I think we're a little more confident scoring, and we've got some young guys that have gotten a little more mature and a little stronger, and are getting confident and able to put you know, the ball on the floor and able to knock down some shots, something that we didn't have last year. And the depth in the bench is big. I think we got some guys on the bench that come off the bench that play a huge role in us being able to get some wins and scoring the ball offensively.
What do you think changed from that very first game of the year? You guys scored 46 points, I believe, in that very first game. And in that last five, you've had that success. What do you think has changed? Is it just a comfort level with the guys? What's changed?
I don't think anything from has changed since that first game. I think we played well that first game. I think we played a really, really good team. And, you know, we're pretty good ways from home, a very physical style of play. Independents, they were very, very big. And they altered and bothered a lot of shots that we took to the rim. And it was a tough game, tough stylistic game, and for us to be able to compete in, because that team was big and they were physical and they defended super well. And I don't think energy wise and confidence wise anything has changed. I think we were just as good the next game. I just think honestly that's the respect I'm giving to Independence.
When you look at the team that you've had so far this year and how well this team has performed on offense, how much of that is health? How much of that is having guys that are ready to play? Especially, you know, we talked about Nick Choate at the beginning of the year about how big of a difference he made last year. How big is it having a guy like him healthy at the start of the year?
It's huge. Nick's maturity, his size is the way, as strong as he's playing. He's made our team different, where he's defending super well. And Nick Choate, it goes just as hard in practice on a daily basis as you see him going in games. And offensively, he's getting more confident. He's getting stronger. He's scoring the ball a little farther away from the basket than he was able to last year. He's shooting the mid-range jump shot pretty well. He's just a hard young man to take off the floor. He matters that much.
And then you look at Matthew Shells, of course, and it just feels like business as usual, because every time you think he can't do something more to impress you, he somehow finds a way to do it.
Absolutely, and I think that's been the story of his career. You know, just like we play McMinn County in the Heritage Thanksgiving Tournament, you know, Matthew doesn't have a first quarter. We sat him for a few minutes. We weren't really pleased with the way he started that game, and he turned it on and had his career high. It was unbelievable. 47-point ball game with 37 of those coming in the second half. I've, you know, watched a lot of games and coached quite a few now, and I've never seen anything like that. So he's a pretty special kid.
Obviously, it came out today. You guys are obviously having to reschedule a few games, just shuffling around the schedule a little bit due to COVID, among other things. And how important, especially in a year like this where nothing is set in stone, how important is it to emphasize patience to the guys where, hey, we don't know when these games are going to get played. They might be played on schedule. They might not. How important is that patience, though?
I mean, I think it's huge. Patience is going to be big right now. Just trusting, you know, in the process of what we're trying to do.
Michigan Academy head coach Jimmy Miller. The Cumberland County Lady Jets are 2-6 in their first eight games this year. And while the record isn't what he wants it to be, head coach Tyler McWilliams still has plenty of reason to be excited for the future of this program.
I told some people last night, you know, we're still in summer camp mode. And we've played. We're still in summer camp mode because we didn't get summer camp this year. And brand new team, brand new staff, and so, you know, we're just trying to make those adjustments as we go on. We've improved, you know, every single week as a team, and we really like, you know, even though we have two wins, we really like the position that we are in now, and we like where we're headed, and we're really starting to come together, and I'm just excited about the season moving forward.
One thing in watching this team in person that is notable is the defensive pressure they play with and the intensity they play with at that end. Is that something you focused on since you got there?
You know, these kids have always, you know, CCHS girls have always always just played hard. And, you know, they're always the hardest playing team in the gym, no matter where they're at. And that's something I didn't have to coach whatsoever. And they really embraced, you know, the system that we've put in, and they're really starting to understand what kind of style we want to play, and and it's starting to show.
Looking at your schedule, there's a couple games in there against some really tough competition in teams like Pickett County and White County, where if the ball bounces your way on a couple plays, you could easily be looking at two more wins. Again, the result isn't what you want, but this team has been really, really tough and has competed really well against some really good competition.
Right. Well, you know, you've got three of our losses within 7 points, one in overtime, you know, to Livingston, Pickett, and Watt County. And those are three programs that are not just relevant in Upper Cumberland. They're relevant in Tennessee. And there's each of those programs, you know, have championships under their belt. And, you know, and these teams were able to, you know, beat us pretty well last season. And we're trying to close the gap a little bit. We're just trying to keep working and continuing to close that gap. And I think hopefully in the near future we'll be able to sneak around and get a couple of wins.
How important, when you have games like that that just kind of narrowly get away from you, how important is it pointing out the positives along with the negatives that you need to work on?
We've put together some great game plans so far, and my kids have really bought into that, and they've really responded to what I need done in the game. The biggest hurdle for us has been finishing. You know, the third and fourth quarters have been tough on us, and we just got to learn to make some in-game adjustments and learn how to finish off ball games and bring wins in.
Emory has had some really good games for you lately, notably the double-double she had against Marion County. And one word to describe her when I've seen her play is fearless, because she doesn't shy away from the big moments, and she's not afraid to mix it up in the post when she drives to the rim.
You know, I've been really pleased with how Emory's done for me, and probably out of all the positions to get a coaching change, the point guard position is the toughest.
That was Cumberland County Lady Jets head coach Tyler McWilliams.